President Bush isn't giving up on the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace in the Middle East. Today, his spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president considers the most recent suicide attacks, quote, a bump on the road. The Palestinian Authority has also embraced the roadmap, which calls for an independent Palestinian state within 3 years. But the Israeli government refuses to endorse it, and many Israelis dismiss it as one more peace plan that is destined to fail. Now, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, the latest bombings have further hardened Israeli attitudes.
The roadmap has a lot of things Israelis have been demanding for years: an immediate, unconditional end to all attacks on Israelis and Palestinian acceptance of Israel's right to exist. The Palestinians are supposed to crack down on militant groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad, collect illegal weapons, and end incitement against Israel on Palestinian radio and television. But a poll this week in the Tel Aviv newspaper Ma'ariv found that only 1 in 3 Israelis supports the plan. The basic problem, says political analyst Gerald Steinberg, is that Israelis don't trust the Palestinians, and especially Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. And Steinberg says, despite the appointment of new Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, Arafat remains in control.
Yasser Arafat is still very much a focus of Palestinian leadership and international attention, the pilgrimages that are made by European leaders. Arafat's statements about martyrdom continue. They haven't changed. At the same time, the terrorism continues and there's no movement. There's nothing visible on the ground to prevent that kind of terrorism.
Israeli officials say that in his meeting with Prime Minister Abbas last weekend, Sharon offered an Israeli army pullback in northern Gaza and several West Bank cities if the Palestinian Authority would promise to take responsibility for security there. But according to both Israeli and Palestinian officials, Abbas rejected the offer, saying Israel must first accept the roadmap. Uri Dromi of the Israel Democracy Institute says most Israelis are not even familiar with the details of the roadmap.
For many Israelis, the roadmap is a theoretical, is a hypothetical thing, which they don't really debate vigorously as they usually do.
However, there is one group of Israelis who are intimately familiar with the roadmap and doing everything they can to make sure it is never implemented. The plan calls for an early and complete freeze on building in the more than 150 Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and for dozens of small, unauthorized settlement outposts to be dismantled. Ezra Rosenfeld of the Council of Jewish Settlements calls it a roadmap to hell.
It's another mistake. It's a mistake which is not good for the state of Israel. I don't believe that it's something which the American administration really believes in.
Political analyst Gerald Steinberg says the roadmap is likely to meet the same fate as the other peace initiatives that have been floated since the Palestinian uprising began more than 2.5 years ago.
Right now, it looks like the roadmap was delivered dead on arrival. It's not going to be fundamentally different in the outcome from the Mitchell Commission and the Zinni Plan and Tenet and everything else.
Uri Dromi says Israeli support for the roadmap could increase if Abbas makes a real effort to stop terrorism. Polls in Israel show a consistent 2/3 majority favors an almost complete Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza and the dismantling of dozens of Jewish settlements as part of a peace agreement. But first, say analysts here, the Israeli public must be convinced that the Palestinians have made a strategic decision to end the violence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.